Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history-telling podcast chronicling the epic story of America decade by decade from the 18th century to the 20th. Original music and immersive sound design accompany us on our storytelling journey. Listen to and follow History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All righty. It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105 Through the Fan. Maybe we have time towards the end of this hour to pick up that conversation. It's time now to go into the Pimp Cup. Here's Lucius, G-Bag of the Day.
All right. G-Bag of the Day, we do every weekday on the Fan at 5:30. My name is L.A. This is brought to you by EastDallasDiesel.com. It's all about the finals, all about the NBA finals right now. Our winner and champ going for two today is Mr. Jamie Foxx out of Terrell, Texas.
Hey, Jamie.
He does an impersonation of the Inside the NBA crew, Shaq, Charles, Ernie. I think he's just figured out this Ernie impersonation. He wanted to give it to you before the NBA finals was over with.
13 of 16 here in the garden. I'm here. They're there. We're all here. Shaq is here. Charles is here. Kenny's here. What do you think, Shaq? I don't know what the f*** he said, but we're here. It's great here in the garden right now. Here at the New York Knicks. Everyone's here. Ben Stiller's here. Timothy Chalamet's there. Spike Lee's there. Everyone is here in the garden. We're here. They're there. We're going to be here. We'll be here all night. They'll be there all night. What do you think, Charles? Charles, weigh in. Ernie, let me say this. We're here. They're there. We're here. We'll be right back. Kia, right here in the garden.
Kia. It's like it's almost there, man. It's like at a six. We need it at a 10. It's at a six right now. That Kia sounds good. Work that back in there,
Jay. How do you like his Charles?
I love his Charles where he's fighting through and he's throwing it to Shaq before he can get anything out.
Yeah, I like that. See, we just got to work it out a little bit.
You do a good Charles, though.
Sometimes I do. I'm on the third day of a hangover, so I don't know what's going on.
Day three?
Yes, what I said. And it's not like the headache one. It's just nausea, and I'm finally getting hungry.
Okay, that's good.
I want a pizza so bad now, fam. The whole damn thing.
But the answer is more beer, right, Dr. Dawson?
Mm. Yeah, well, it absolutely is.
I listened to Dawson last night, and let me tell you, bro, it worked, okay? At first, I was gotten a little nauseated again as I was going through it, but I was like, I'm going to fight through it.
Yeah.
And after I got finished, I felt great. I woke up this morning, I went on like a 4-mile little walk in the hills and whatnot, felt great. As soon as the walk was over with, nausea was like, hey, I'm back, baby.
Yeah.
You can't shake me.
Wow.
I'm back with you. Yeah, I just got to eat more. I didn't eat enough this weekend. Did too much drinking and not enough eating. Can't believe I'm learning that lesson in my 40s.
Yeah, what I'm about to say,
that's something you're supposed to learn a long time ago.
Eat more.
All right. All right, so we're talking about Wimby being a dirty player. Yeah, he's there. What was that? Isaiah Hartenstein or whatever.
Hartenstein.
Yeah, he elbowed that fool in the face. Wimby elbowed him
in the face. This guy's attacking people.
No calls.
That was the most savage elbow I've ever seen.
I've never seen that.
Yeah.
And you know the elbows hurt.
You're talking Tom Jonovich and Kermit Washington.
Crazy.
Oh, wow. Level violence. Oh, Tom Jonovich.
Wait, is this the
Nas Reed one? Is this the T-Wolves one, or did he do one on Hartenstein?
He did one on Hartenstein. We got another one.
Yeah, we got another one.
Jeez. Yeah, they need to call it. I
mean, don't get me wrong. It's not like, hey, you need to be overlooking this. Call the freaking foul.
Call it. Just call it. But no, they want to protect him, man. He's the superstar right now. They want to protect him, in my opinion. Let's go to New York.
Spurs fans are triggered, by the way, by my take.
They don't like that?
They can't see the truth.
Well, and our one Knicks fan in the 512 is triggered by me.
Okay.
Worst take of all time. Jackhole.
We went back-to-back on those?
Yeah, we went back-to-back.
Yeah, it was pretty great.
High five.
Same take, Eric. Dawson, please shut the bleep up.
Jeez.
It was pretty awesome.
It's fantastic, dude. Yeah. I love it.
Hey, there's something for everybody
out there. It makes the finals more fun.
It's wild. A lot of screaming and hollering at the TV in my house right now. He didn't see that!
I mean, and hey, I would love to go back to a league where the hard foul was allowed.
Right.
Let's go back there.
Yeah.
But that's not where we are. So I just want some consistency.
No, no. We got ankles touching, and that's a flagrant.
And I do hate
the Spurs. That's crazy.
I do hate the Spurs. Yeah.
After seeing Wimby throw a guy on the ground, and then we got the ankle touch, that's flagrant. I was like, okay, what are we watching?
Yeah, that was crazy.
What is happening here? Let's go to New York City point guard, Stephon Marbury. He's talking about Wimby being a dirty player after what he did to Brunson. He has some advice for the Spurs. Remember, this man is from New York.
I'll tell you something about Wimby. Wimby is an international player. Okay, they play dirty overseas, just so you know. We're not used to playing dirty in America the way how Wimby just now threw Jalen Brunson. Now, if I'm watching film and I see Wimby throw somebody on my team, if he throws somebody like that, the next game, I'm gonna pop him in his rib cage so hard with my elbow that he's gonna fall and drop to the ground. And he's going to wish he never put his hands on me. Okay? So next game, I guarantee you, after y'all watch that film, what he did to Jalen Brunson, you better know that whenever he get on a basketball court, you better make sure you better put that knife in his neck.
Ooh.
All right? Mm. That's what it said.
Yeah, it's New York right there. Put the knife in his neck.
Yeah. That's
a literal knife.
Yeah, it means a real knife.
Yeah.
That's Brooklyn right there for you. Point guard, Stephon Marbury. He got statues and everything in, China?
Yes, he does. He's a legend. He's Guangdong Tigers, probably. Yeah.
Guangdong Tigers.
I do think that needs to be in the moment, though.
Yeah. You know,
that needs to be in the same game. It's not next game. It needs to be right now.
Right now.
It's like when your quarterback gets clobbered, you want your offensive lineman to attack immediately.
Immediately.
Let's go. Defend our guy.
They got this big German dude that never plays named Ariel. I don't know if he's on the active roster, but he's probably their biggest guy that they don't need for the rotation.
There you go. Run him out there.
Yeah. I mean,
your job is to get ejected in the first 30 seconds.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I think you have to order something like that because you know the retaliation is going to be punished. That's how it always works.
Sure. Yeah. You don't want it to be one of your stars.
Draymond Green will punch you right in the jaw in front of everybody, get kicked out the game, and clap on his way out. Like,
that's right.
Yeah.
I did it.
Some things are bigger than that.
No, man. All right, Lil Bootsy, I played this one yesterday. He's not a fan of Caleb Williams' Madden cover, the Chicago Bears quarterback. He likes to paint his nails. So he's on the cover with the Madden with his nails all showing off. And Boosie's not a fan.
I come up under Tecmo, but I never thought in a million years that I would see a Madden cover with one of the best players with his fingernails painted. A game that's sold to billions of little boys. What kind of message are they sending to these little boys? I never thought in a million years, I will see this. Next is going to be lipstick on the covers. Thongs. Man hiking the ball with a thong in his ass.
Oh. Oh, man hiking the ball with a thong in his ass. It's amazing. We need to five-time this thing right now.
Man, the way you said that was incredible.
That's that Baton Rouge sauce right there. Thongs. Lipstick, man. Thongs.
Man, hiking the ball.
Hiking the ball with a thong in his ass.
Lipstick on the covers. Thongs. Man hiking a ball with a thong in his ass.
That's awesome.
That's so funny.
I want Boosie to read me a book, bro.
Yeah.
I need the audio version of Boosie, bro. Yeah. Okay, what else we got? There's a content creator coming up in the game. He's got like 10,000 followers right now. His name is Trevor Questions. He hangs around the baseball community, MLB community. Are you guys familiar with LaTroy Hawkins?
Pitcher.
There we go.
Pitcher, yeah.
Back through heat, tall guy.
Yeah.
There we go. He's like a bullpen coach right now for somebody, right?
Probably. We'll find out.
Yeah.
Boston?
Yeah. I don't know. I think he is. I shouldn't have jumped out there and said that fast.
But anyway. Minnesota Twins.
Hey!
We nailed it.
All right. Trevor Questions was catching LaTroy Hawkins outside of the hotel as the team was loading up and getting inside the hotel, and he was going to ask him a question. And I like Troy Hawkins' answer.
Troy, can I ask you a quick question?
Shoot.
So, do you believe in stuff you've never seen, or do you not believe in stuff you've never seen because you've never seen it?
I don't believe in none of that shit.
Okay.
Pretty short and sweet there.
I don't believe none of that.
That's it.
Hold on one more time, fam.
Do you believe in stuff you've never seen, or do you not believe in stuff you've never seen because you've never seen it?
I don't believe in
none
of that.
Okay.
No, okay.
Thanks for time.
Thanks for clarifying. What do you say, Lucia? Time to vote?
Yeah.
Okay, I might have missed one. Clapping back at these texters over here.
Okay.
But I believe we have Jamie Foxx with the Inside the NBA show. Wemby analysis from Stephon Marbury.
Mm-hmm.
Boosie, not a fan of Caleb Williams, painted nails.
Mm-hmm.
Trevor questions with LaTroy Hawkins. Is
That's
there
cool. That's it, I think. Yeah.
All righty. I'm going to go with wow, this is tough. All these are good. Yeah. I could take either one. I'll go with Boosie. Uh-oh. Chief, how about you?
Yeah, same here.
Shoot, man.
It's 2-0.
Yeah.
Lucius?
Yeah.
Yeah. My thong in his ass, man. Come on, man.
Come on, man.
Come on, man.
Wolchuk?
It's got to be the phone.
Okay. It's Boosie, yeah.
Brian?
Billions of little boys.
It's an anonymous.
Billions are playing.
Billions,
game,
bro.
And unanimous. Boosie is the champ. If you ever miss the champ, you can tune in 220 right before Wolchuk's top 10. Lucius replays it for you in the first hour of the show every afternoon here in the nation. Although tomorrow at that time, we'll be in the middle of some Rangers baseball. So good luck to them. Hopefully they're looking for a series victory. You have the pregame coming up at 6 o'clock tonight. In the meantime, here's Lucius in LA Live.
Hey, it's a hump day edition of LA Live right after the great Rick James.
Well, all right, you squares, it's time to smoke. Fire up this funk and let's have a toke. It'll make you dance with some of everything. Everybody get high.
And you're from the UK? Are you the UK dude? Nice. Where are you from?
London.
London. What part?
Like West London.
West London. Yeah. Nice. What's your club? What club do you support?
Fulham.
Fulham. Oh, I'm sorry. And nobody knows what we're talking about. That's fun. You guys call it football. In America, we call it
soccer.
Gay. And
he's butt naked. Wins.
Yeah. Hey, man, happy Pride Month, y'all. Have you boys over there celebrated Pride Month yet? You guys got any plans?
What do we do? How do we celebrate? What are you looking for?
Yeah. Woo! See if you celebrated Pride Month. Yeah. It's still early. It's still early in the game, bro.
Plenty of time.
Hey, this is LA Live for Wednesday, June 10th, 2026. It is a butt-naked Wednesday edition of LA Live. Shout out to Dallas's own Miss Erica Badu for naming today Butt Naked Wednesday. Peace to the gods and mad props to the gods you're born. How you doing, sir? NBA Finals Game 4 tonight. I see Wu-Tang is going to be performing at the halftime.
That's right.
I like that better than Cardi B. No disrespect to Cardi B, but I just feel like that's more New York eccentric right now. Cardi got the fun songs, and she didn't even play those songs. She didn't even play the real New York songs. Mm. She went for new songs that she's trying to sell. Like, come on, man, what are we doing?
We don't want to hear that.
Play the hits. Classic, yeah. What that Bodak Yellow, girl?
Huh.
She says she gonna do what to who? Let's find out and see. Cardi B, you know where I'm at. You know where I be. Sorry, I love that little part when she say that.
So sassy.
Yeah, hey, I like when there's all these celebrities in the garden, but what I don't like on the broadcast is they're not putting the names under their faces. They're not telling you who these celebrities are sometimes. Like, sometimes I get it.
Yeah.
Like, that was Bloomberg. I got it.
Yeah.
But that should have had a little thing under there.
Yes.
To let us know that was Bloomberg.
Yeah.
Is this like on the Jumbotron or like actually on the broadcast?
On the broadcast. I want to see him on the broadcast.
Yeah.
The names, at least.
Mm-hmm.
I was just tired of looking in the background, like, oh, man, it's a whole lot. But every once in a while, just give us those air, and there's so-and-so, and there's that guy, and they're give us that.
Yeah, because I'm at home like, hey, that's that guy.
Yeah.
Who is that guy?
Exactly.
Yeah. I would be the worst for recognizing celebrities, because I would be the dude that said, aren't you that guy that was in the movie with the
That one time
spaceship?
With that guy?
As Dick Wolf, you should have known that Law and Order was sitting down there.
That was cool.
They're right there next to
Law and Order.
There was both of them right there.
Yeah.
Wolchuk is very bad at spotting celebrities.
Yeah.
There was that golf dude that was standing right next to you, dog. Roy or something like that?
Tiger Woods?
It was Rory.
Yeah, just standing right next to Wolchuk.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to tap him, like, chill out. I'm like, Wolchuk just talking, man, and then the Rangers. And then, you know,
well, they had just traded for Max Scherzer, Lucius. Yeah, so I was like, oh, my God, this is crazy. And then, looking around us, we got Manny Pacquiao right in front of us here. It's like, wow, this is crazy.
The Recap Show is an inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports. Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Chuck. All right, every Wednesday I like to ask the listeners of this station a question because you know way more about us than we know about you, and I'm just trying to get to know you. And we have a lot of visitors in town and new folks in town in the DFW, so I got a question for you. What's the rule everyone should know before living in or visiting the DFW? What's a rule everyone should know before living in or visiting the DFW? You guys got some.
Those on-ramps from the service roads, you got to floor it.
You got to get on that damn thing.
Especially 35.
You got to go.
I hate that. And you can see like the traffic coming and this person is creeping on the ramp. You're like, man, you're going to get a smash, fam. Like, no, let's go.
Go, go, go.
Yeah, we used to talk about it like Ricky Bobby when La Martina and I first moved down here. When you approach that, we said slingshot engaged, and we'd time it up and just mash that gas coming through by the Coors Light sign on 35 as you approach the AAC, get down there from the design district.
Dude, it is a crazy time.
You gotta go.
It's a damn historic landmark, that Coors Light sign.
Yeah. It used to be Pearl Beer way back in the day. First Pearl Beer,
Big traffic for sure.
Yeah.
And just like how spread out everything is.
Yeah, it's going to take you 30 minutes.
Like, it's going to take you a while to get anywhere.
Yeah. I got some answers like this from the Tolos. Rush hour traffic applies to every hour of the day.
Yeah. It can.
It can.
It definitely can.
It can happen. You'd be on your way to downtown Dallas at a weird time. You're like, what's all these lights?
Yeah.
What are all these people outside? Stay away from Deep Ellum at night.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's a good idea.
Yeah, it's good.
I hate to hear that.
I do too, because there's a lot of cool things.
It's a lot of cool things. Yeah. It's cool to walk down during the day.
It is. I mean, the only time I ever get to go down there is when we have that barbecue dinner down there. But you walk around afterwards, you're like, man, this is a cool vibe, man.
Just when they get the drunk and get the fighting.
Yeah. It's the only place that feels like an actual downtown in Dallas. We got live music. There's bars open. There's people on patio.
It's got some Sixth Street vibe to it a little bit.
You'll end up like a Spurs fan in New York City.
will, dude. Mm-hmm. I would say I'd just be careful.
Yeah. Let's get back to fighting. Everything doesn't have to be so permanent. Let's get back to fighting. You don't have to pull any weapons out. High school football is professional football here in the South, they says, here in DFW. So don't forget that. High school football player. He's basically Emmett for it right now until he graduates.
Yeah, that's not Cowboy Stadium. Yeah. That's a high school football stadium.
Exactly, Phil. The left lane has a 20 miles per hour over requirement.
Agreed.
Okay.
Yeah, I run into problems with that sometimes myself because I'm at 12 or 15 over, and then I see the person behind me like, oh, that's right, I got to get out of here.
Yeah.
I felt like I was going pretty fast.
I know. Sometimes you have to bail out.
88 miles an hour and someone's like, get out of the way.
I thought I was doing okay, but all right, if you want to go faster, then fine.
Yeah, big F-350 right behind you. Let me get the New York vibes. What else we got?
Dude, it's like Wimbledon.
Hey. I know. When someone says they're around the corner, that means they're 30 minutes away.
Yeah.
Avoid 635 like the plague if possible.
Or use the underneath the
boy. Yeah. I use it all the time. That bill is nasty.
I know. Goodness. I live it.
It's expensive.
It's almost $5 a shot. Yeah. But I'll tell you what,
it adds up.
It gets you to where you need past all that crap at 635 and 35. A lot of indecision going on down there.
It's a lot of indecisions.
People just hang out in that right lane. Like, I need to get off in two exits.
How about this one, Lucius? For people visiting, all barbecue places in Texas are not the same.
Woo!
Facts.
Say that again.
It's true. So do your research. If you're new in town, welcome. Love to have you here. But all barbecue places are not the same. Do your research.
Is the same apply for Tex-Mex, or do we think that most of the Tex-Mex spots, like, you're probably going to be okay?
I think you're a lot more okay with Tex-Mex spots. I don't know if
I just don't want people going home and like, oh, that was crap down there.
Yeah.
You know, do your research. Right. Yeah. Figure it out. Do a little research. You'll be all right.
Like, yeah, the soccer folks coming in, they're going to be like, let's get some Texas barbecue. They're going to go to the closest spot, and they'll probably end up with crap brisket.
Yeah. Don't do that. Do some research.
Like Beckham. Right. Beckham went to Blues Barbecue or whatever.
Yes. That's exactly what I was thinking.
Yeah, you're right. Warren G. from California. He comes here and he goes to one particular barbecue place.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say the name, but every time I see him, I'm like, come on, fam.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Come with me.
That's our joint. Like, that's our McDonald's of barbecues down here, playboy.
Get in the passenger seat. Let's go. Come on.
Yeah, go to Mickey's. It's okay.
Let's see what else we got. What's a rule everyone should know before living in or visiting the DFW? This Tolo says, the weather is like every woman I know, bipolar. You never know. You never know what you're going to get that day.
Never know.
That's from Uncle Ron.
Heck yeah.
That was Ron.
He nailed it.
That's Uncle Ron.
Yeah. If you're not living sober, Uncle Ron, and your lady's bipolar, where the F you are? Dallas isn't Fort Worth, and Fort Worth isn't Dallas.
That's true.
Don't mess with Texas because everyone is caring.
Yeah.
Stay off the left lane. Man, the left lane keeps coming up again. Here we go. Another left lane thing. Don't move to the pinks, the browns, the whites. Order butter beans in Highland Hills. Those are all apartment complexes, and this Tolo is 100% correct. This is 100% correct, bro. You can Google that.
Okay.
All four seasons in 1 week is not unusual. That's true. The left lane is for left lane again. Damn. The left lane is for people that are willing to pay a speeding ticket.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I find the middle and right lanes go fast enough for me these days.
Somebody on the fan text got me, bro.
214 nailed it.
God, dog.
Oh, you could tell. You could tell for sure.
Man, it was quick. Did I give it away? There's so many fast food kind of barbecue spots we got. He found it quick.
Did he get him? He did?
Yeah, he got it. Police in Balch Springs do not play.
Yeah, I mean, you could say that about a lot of areas around here.
Pantego, Irving. Irving would have you sitting outside your car. They're just going through it. I'm telling you, they'd be going through it.
We're
going
to wait for Officer Ruffins,
which is a dog, to sniff your car out before he lets you out of here.
You just sit tight.
Yeah, you sit tight, buddy.
What else we got for you boys? Ooh, I'm almost up against it. It's almost time for the Rangers game.
Rangers?
Yeah. Beef is a preferred protein of the masses here in the DFW.
Facts.
Let's go.
Get familiar with the NTTA.
Yes.
Gosh.
Yes.
Legals.
Yep. Yeah, I got another bill coming to me.
What if we just boycotted
without a tag, Dawson? You're running without a tag again?
Yeah, ran without a tag again.
Simple to go online. Man.
I know. And
no, you know what? They haven't been sending them. I'm still waiting.
Don't do that, bro. They're gonna double charge you for something.
It's been ridiculous. I did it online and I've called, and I still haven't gotten anything. I don't know. They're backed up or something.
I think I need to see a therapist about my damn toll tag procrastination. I think it's been 8 months. Got a new car. Been meaning to do it.
Oh, no. But you just haven't done it.
Well intentioned.
I was going to do it, but we needed the new license plate. Right?
I was
getting everything filled out. I got caught up on my truck's toll tag from like 2 years, $3,000. And now I think I'm heading for a similar situation. Yeah.
And you still take it too, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
You're still adding on to it. Good.
Yeah. I mean, the toll roads, especially the bush, you know, that is our secret weapon, I feel like. Everybody from out of town is going to be like, oh, wow, the traffic's bad. Hit the bush. You're going to be smooth sailing.
Hit that bush.
Somebody said every highway down here has multiple names, so you got to get used to that.
Yes.
You got the number and the name. Yeah. How about that?
Yeah, and there's like six toll roads, but one of them is just named Toll Road.
Yeah. Jeez. Don't eat at Sweet Georgia Brown's. Used to be an amazing place. Used to be so amazing.
That's a shame.
Yeah, used to be amazing. My sister told me stories about that one. All right, let's get ready for this game. I'm so excited. And I need some pizza to get my body back together.
Carbonated pizza. Beverages, hydration.
Oh, my gosh.
Get a little sausage pepperoni tonight.
I got to get something, Dale.
Which game are you? You're talking finals? You talking Rangers?
Finals. Have both. The Rangers on the other squad. You know what it is. Have the Rangers right there on the other TV. I sit in my dad's pool room and watch it sometimes.
Yeah.
Definitely. Yeah. It's a 2 or 3 TV situation here again tonight. And then tomorrow. Thank you, Lucius.
Yep.
LA Live every night, 5:40 here in the G-Bag Nation. Tomorrow afternoon, they're going to have the pregame on in KNC's time slot at 12:30, first pitch at 1:10. And hopefully by then we're talking about the Rangers having the opportunity to win this series and get back to 500. 6 straight times they've been within one, and 6 straight they've lost, including 4 in the last 2.5 weeks. So what do we got to do tonight? I know you've been counting on some Rangers keys to victory, because that's what I do for you here in the final segment before the Rangers pregame. And tonight it's going to be Mackenzie Gore against the right-hander Seth Lugo. Rangers sitting at 32-34. The biggest thing is to attack Lugo's pitch count. You got to get that elevated, because as you saw last night, this Royals bullpen is brutal.
Yeah.
What did dude throw last night? 6 straight balls to open up the ninth inning?
Yeah.
So you want to get to the bullpen, but also when Lugo faced the Rangers last week and a half ago, he did have success, and if you allow him to get ahead in counts and you're swinging early, he can definitely put up 6 or 7 innings on you with 1 or 2 runs allowed, and that would potentially be tough to overcome here for these Texas Rangers. Speaking of tough to overcome, Jacques, is it Caglione, the rookie?
Mm-hmm.
There is an extra N at the end of his name. I want to point that out. I think we might be off on this, or maybe there was a birth certificate error or something like that, but the rookie, 2 bombs last night, and this might be one of the emerging stars, but definitely one of the hottest hitters in baseball over the past week. Yeah, I think it's Caglione, I think is what it should be.
I had issues, but it is Caglione. That's just how everybody pronounces it. But I had issues when he was drafted. Like, how the hell does he say this?
I'm calling BS on that pronunciation. I think he's just simplified it for the times.
Caglione.
And then, Mackenzie Gore. I think this guy's stuff and his command has been really, really good since I called him out last month. And if he can limit the walks, I really like the Rangers' chances.
0.69 ERA and starts in KC.
Let's go.
He's been really good at Kauffman.
All right. He's dialed. So we're feeling good about Mackenzie Gore. Pregame coming up next. Thanks to Lucius Alexander in the Pimp Cup here. Master Control at 75 and 635. The man just went 4 flawless. That's hosting, engineering, and producing every day in the Pimp Cup, the Lakeside Studios. Thanks to Woolchuck and Schiafalo as well, your Nosebleed Brothers. Of course, Aiden Butler coordinating your video. You can watch us on YouTube, Twitch. Get the Odyssey app as well. It's the ultimate Tolo backup. And thanks to Brian Broaddus. Till tomorrow at 2, you're going home. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Till tomorrow after the Rangers game, you're going home with the G-Bag Nation on 105 through the Fan.
Hey, guys. Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right. On audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.